This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A $2.5 billion transmission line bridging the eastern and western power grids of the United States has been proposed for the plains of Montana and North Dakota. The transmission line, called the North Plains Connector, would allow power to flow across three time zones from the Midwest to Seattle, a move that should make the wholesale energy markets more affordable and make energy more reliable. For energy generators, the North Plains Connector more than doubles the potential market for Montana energy, especially Montana's alternative energy market, which is gaining momentum with more and more wind projects coming online. The North Plains Connector follows construction of NextEra's 150,000-acre Clearwater Wind Project, valued at $1 billion north of Miles City, as well as PacifiCorp's $400 million, 250-megawatt Pryor Mountain Wind Project near Bridger, Montana. The proposed transmission line would cut across the number 2 and number 3 states for wind power potential, North Dakota and Montana. Minnesota-based company Elite and Grid United of Texas announced their Memorandum of Understanding this week to build the 385-mile-long high-voltage direct current transmission line. Grid United officials say they've been meeting with energy regulators and with landowners about a proposed path for more than a year. The Montana end of the NP connector is Colstrip, the state's main coal-fired power generator. From the Colstrip substation, energy from the Midwest to the Pacific Northwest would be connected for the first time, with the Colstrip transmission line extending the circuit to Seattle and Portland. To the east, the line would deliver power to two North Dakota substations, one to be built in Solon and the other in Center, where Elite already has high-voltage direct current transmission. The technology allows electricity to be transmitted over longer distances with less power lost. The North Plains Connector is the first of five planned Grid United transmission projects to connect the western and eastern grids, as well as the nation's third power grid section, which is contained within just Texas. It's Elite's experience with HVDC that makes it appealing for the North Plains Connector, according to Grid United. High-voltage direct current transmission is unusual, but more efficient for moving large amounts of energy. Alternating current is the norm. Construction of the new transmission line would begin in 3 to 4 years, an ambitious pace for transmission projects, which can take a decade or more. When complete, the line could accommodate 3 gigawatts of power. New research from the Imperial College in London shows that the asteroid impact that wiped out the dinosaurs struck just the right place at just the right angle to be as utterly catastrophic as possible for the 3/4 of the planet's species that it wiped out. The angle of an asteroid impact can have effects on the aftermath of the hit, every bit as dramatic as the destruction from impact of the asteroid itself. The dinosaur-killing asteroid struck Earth at about a 60-degree angle. At that angle, the amount of climate-changing gas released by the impact was up to 3 times higher than the amount released by an impact at a lower angle. Had it struck at a lower angle, the force of the asteroid impact would have been dispersed more widely in more shallow layers of rock, sending fewer gases into the air. The dinosaur killer was made worse by the location, just off the coast of what is now the Yucatan Peninsula in northern Mexico. Gypsum deposits at the impact site released vast amounts of sulfur gas into the atmosphere. If the impact site had been somewhere else with a different geological makeup, fewer climate-altering gases would have been released by the impact. The result of this perfect storm of high impact angle and sulfate-laden location was apocalyptic. The impactor, assumed to be a 7-mile-wide asteroid made of granite, blew a hole in the Earth's crust 19 miles deep and sent up mountains of fluidized rocks to rival the height of the Himalayas before they collapsed. Endless amounts of vaporized sulfur were released into the atmosphere, severely reducing the amount of solar radiation reaching the Earth. Some estimates suggest that was severe enough to make photosynthesis impossible, killing plant life. That in turn killed huge numbers of animal species which either depended on the plants as food or ate smaller animals in the food triangle who died because their plant food source died off. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.